It's so f***ing hot today. Tanya shook her towel before she positioned on the grassing as it felt the pounding heat under the unrelenting sun. It's beautiful. Rachel, the busty blonde, was already laying on her towel, soaking up the summer sun. We hardly get enough of it around here. She squinted back up at Tanya. Guess we should soak up as much as we can. Tanya winked and gently prodded Kate's feet. Don't fall asleep there, princess. We'll need to be back up in about an hour's time. Kate slid her feet under Tanya's short skirt and flicked her toes up, taking the skirt up before Tanya casually slaps the feet away. Short enough? The trio were soaking up the afternoon Chicago sun before they made their way to the outdoor summer event. Tanya wiped her sweating forehead, rubbing the building sweat, glad she was wearing the minimum clothing possible for the day out. She was dressed in a white t-shirt, cut so low and ramped ever so tightly that the flimsy material struggled to contain her bulging, large breasts. Her short red skirt barely covered her thin, lacy black panties. The busty blonde couldn't bear to wear any more clothing in the scorching heat. She looked down at her friends. They all dressed the same today, flashing copious amounts of cleavage on display and a lot of accidental panty flashing to the public walking through the park. The three university students were enjoying their summer break and were in Chicago to attend the annual Summer Dom event, an event hosted to cater to doms of all ages in an open and safe environment. All three females were regular attendees of the event and were naturally dominant women, in control of the men in and passing through their lives. All three were skilled in the art of using their sultry and curvy bodies, wrapping men around their sexually enticing fingers and taking them on an unforgettable journey of submission. Each of the busty young women dressed to seduce, showing off the curves and leading men on. They were showered with presents, propositions, and on occasion, downright dirty suggestions, but they always led the proceedings in the end, unleashing the dominant side on their unsuspecting males. Tanya looked down at the two girls and subtly clenched her thighs. She could feel her pussy moistening at the thought of what lied ahead at the Dom event. Goosebumps sprouted across her arms as she relished the thought of taking a sub she had never met before and introducing to the ultimate role of submission in front of her fellow Doms. The event was held in the summer, outdoors, in various locations across the states. It was a place where Doms could network for free and was catered and paid by paying male subs. Subs who would pay an admission fee of $100 to face humiliation and domination at the hands of one of the Doms. The event was always a hit. Last year's event hosted over 50 Doms and 200 male subs. Tanya pulled the sides of her skirt down as she felt a sudden gust of wind lift up her tiny fabric covering her panties and flash them to the world. The busty young blonde smiled, and she reminisced over last year's event. Last year, the trio were involved in an impromptu pegging party where each of the three females popped the anal cherry of two males each. Two males who had never been anally fucked before became the ultimate subs to the females as they submitted their backdoor cherries and were rewarded later that day as they slid their face between their mistress's thighs and serviced her with their tongue. Kate, Tanya, and Rachel had all booked this event in their calendar well in advance and were eagerly awaiting the next few hours. "Hey, Kate," Tanya whispers to the girls. "Yes?" "Don't look now, but I think that guy to your left might be sneaking a few pictures of your underwear," Tanya quietly whispered. She discreetly nodded to Kate's left towards a young male who looked as if he was in his early 20s.